Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in a series called When You're Hoping for a Miracle. In these lessons, Rick shows us from God's Word how to have great faith and live with more love, peace, patience, and self-control, even when your circumstances appear hopeless. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a DVD study kit that will inspire and encourage you in your walk with the Lord called Everything is Possible with God. You can go to PastorRick.com or you can text the word daily to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word daily to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When You've Come Up Empty.
Now, God's vision comes in three things. Jesus tells Peter first when, then what, then where. First, he says when. Launch out now. By the way, launch out always means a risk. It's risky to launch out. And God will always force you to take risks. Why? Because there's no faith without risks. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Then it says what? He says, I want you to let down your nets. And then he says where? Launch out into deep water. Circle launch out into deep water. He said, I want you to launch out into deep water. Now, why does God tell Peter to do that? Because that's where the big fish are. They're in the deep water. Now, friends, most people live their lives in the shallows of life. They live baby beach Christianity. Just enough of Jesus to bug them and not bless them. They never get in over their head. They live at a superficial level. They come to church and they paddle around in the shallows of life and maybe catch a few minnows. Barely getting their feet wet, afraid to get in over their head, and they miss God's best. Why is that? As a pastor, I've thought about this a lot. Why do so many people, most people in life, live shallow lives? Why do they live in the shallows? Because it's safer there. There's no big waves by the shoreline. Your boat isn't going to get rocked around. It's not risky to live a shallow life. Actually, it's the greatest risk. Because you're missing out on all the blessings of eternity. And so we live these shallow lives. It's safer when we live in this nice little comfort zone where we want God to bless our plans, but we're not willing to let Him use our business as His platform. Let me tell you something, a little secret. One of the reasons God is allowing this recession in your life right now is to force you into deeper water. He loves you too much to let you stay in the shallows. And He is forcing you to launch out into the deep, to take a risk. Now, obeying Jesus when it doesn't make sense is the scariest, riskiest, most dangerous thing to do in life. It's also the most rewarding way to live. It's the way He does it. I mean, I think it seemed so illogical 30 years ago when I'm living in Texas and God says, I want you to move to Southern California. And I want you to start a church in a place you've never seen with no money and no members and no building and no salary and no support. And you've never been a pastor. Sounds like a plan for failure. I'm so glad I said, okay, because you say so. How would history be different if I had said, no, I'm the pro at this. You're not, Lord. I'm not a pastor type. I'm not a church planter type. Because you say so, I'll do it. Now, here's the fourth thing you do. Okay? I give Jesus complete access to my life, to my job. I admit my efforts aren't working. I obey whatever Jesus tells me because you say so. And then I expect Jesus to turn things around. I expect Jesus to turn things around. Now, follow me on the logic of this. If God tells you to go fishing And then he comes along with you in the boat. And then he points out where to let down your nets. Do you think you're going to come up empty? I don't think so. Really? I mean, I imagine at this point, Peter is quivering with anticipation. He's going, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And all the fatigue and fear and failure and frustration that he's felt from the night before, it's passing away. He's going, oh, this is going to be good. He's not afraid of failing now. He's not afraid of launching out into the deep. He's not afraid of taking risks. Why? He's got God's presence in his boat, God's plan in his mind, and God's promise in his heart. There's no way he's not going to succeed. No way. If God told him to do it because you say so, he's full of faith. The Bible says this here on the screen, 1 Thessalonians, the one who calls you is completely dependable. If he said it, he'll do it. God cannot lie. Now, follow me on this. If God can control the forces of nature, okay, all the fish in Sea of Galilee, come over here to this spot right now. And all the little fishies swim over to that spot. All right, guys, let down your nets. If God can control nature like that, and obviously he can, he can get you a job. He can get you what you need. He can take care of you, but you've got to do it his way. He can do it overnight. He can do it in 10 minutes. After all the delays and difficulties and dead ends. Now notice the results. Luke chapter 5. When they had done so, what is that? When they had done what? Obeyed what Jesus told them to do, admitted they weren't failing at it, give Jesus complete control and say, okay, my job, I don't work for the company, I work for Jesus. I'm a missionary. First and foremost, I'm seeking his kingdom. Jesus is in my boat. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. More blessing than they could handle. In fact, they had to share it in order to not go under. I know this one personally. I know what it means to trust God with so little that he blesses you with more, that he blesses you with more, that he blesses you with more, that he blesses you with so much you have to give 91% of it away. I know this. I've lived this miracle my life. You see, God is looking for people to bless. It's not like God doesn't want to bless people. God is looking for people who are blessed. Now, if you will get blessable, he will bless your socks off. God is looking for people to show his power through. God doesn't want to make you a fat cat. What he does want to do is show to the world that he's God. And he wants to bless you in such a way in your job that people look around and go, God did that? That's when God gets the glory. This is the time for the miracles of acceleration. And this is a turning point in their lives. God is looking for people. God wants to bless you so much that you become a blessing to other people. You know why God blessed me with all that book income and stuff? Because he knew what I'd do with it. He knew in advance what I'd do with it. Now notice Peter's reaction, verses 8 and 9. When Simon Peter saw this miracle of fish, he fell at Jesus' knees and he said, go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. Remember, he's not a disciple yet. He's just a fisherman. He's a businessman. Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. In other words, you are God and there's no way I deserve to be around you. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's business partners. This miracle is the turning point in their lives. Notice the real lessons. Then Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. And of course, Simon was afraid because he'd seen God do this unbelievable thing. He was afraid. Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. Now, let me stop right here. This miracle is not about money. It's about men. It's not about possessions. It's about God's purpose for your life. It's not about keeping a whole bunch of fish. It's about the kingdom of God. He's getting ready to call these guys to follow him 100%. So he does a miracle in their business. But it's not about, so I can make you a successful businessman. It's about, I want 100% of your life for the kingdom of God. He said, I'm going to teach you how to fish for men. I'm going to teach you how to change the world. I'm going to teach you how to be used by God to change lives and companies and homes and communities. And I'm going to use you to mobilize you to fish for people. And he's saying, let me show you what I can do if you'll put me first. Let me just show you what I can. I can take care of all your financial needs if you'll put me first.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
How's your faith? Strong or weak? Is it steady or a bit on the shaky side? If you'd like to take your faith to new heights, you're going to want a copy of Everything is Possible with God, Understanding the Six Phases of Faith. In this study kit, which includes a DVD and study guide, you'll learn that faith is like a muscle. It needs to be exercised and developed. You'll also learn about the predictable patterns and processes involved in building your faith. Rick calls this the six phases of faith. Once you understand these six phases, you can cooperate with God as He systematically strengthens your faith and builds your character. This groundbreaking small group Bible study will help you uncover and participate in God's unique plan and purpose for your life. It's filled with helpful discussion starters, video overviews, a helpful leader's guide, and more. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you this great study kit as our way of saying thanks. Call right now, 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
I want to remind you that when Jesus Christ called his disciples, he called grown men and women, professional business people, to leave their jobs and follow him. Look at the next verse. Look at the rest of that verse. Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you'll catch men. So they pulled up their boats onto the shore, left everything, and followed Jesus. Do you see what happened? They leave all those stinking fish in the boat. They didn't even clean them. And they're not thinking, oh, good night. We got enough here to set us up for the next 5 years. This is incredible, you guys. We are in the money. And what do? They walk away from it and just start following Jesus. Why? Because they were more interested in the blesser than the blessing. Are you? You see, we're all interested in the blessing. Bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. They were going, forget the blessing. If that guy can do this, I'm following him, because if I stay close to him, there's plenty more where that came from. I don't need the blessing in my life if I'm like this with the blesser. I can walk away from the biggest catch in my life. I can walk away from stock options. I can walk away from an enormous deal because I'm with the blesser. And where that came from? His plenty more. I can take care of that. Too often we're more interested in the blessing than the blesser. But they knew that if they followed Christ, There's plenty more to follow there. God is calling some of you, listen, to leave your nets and follow him. God called grown men and women to leave their jobs and go into full-time Christian ministry. God is calling some of you to do that. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying, well, because I'm out of work, I'll go become a pastor. No, God doesn't need your leftovers. Like, I've got nothing else to do. No, in fact, these guys followed Christ at the moment of their greatest success. They walked away from it. A man came to me and we met who's been a part of Saddleback for a long time. He's been in a small group, but hasn't been real active in visible leadership in our church. And he said, you know, Rick, I was driving down the freeway one day and God said, this guy is a CEO, CIO of a major company that if I named it, you would know exactly who this company is. Huge, huge company. He said, I was driving down the freeway and God said, I want you to quit your job and I want you to go serve on the staff of Saddleback Church. Hang on here. Okay, you're walking away from enormous pension, enormous stock options, salary, to come work for a pittance of the price at Saddleback Church. Yes, why? Because you say so, Lord. I didn't tell him to do that. God did. I could tell that story over and over and over and over in this church. You think he's going to regret that in heaven? I don't think so. You think God was smiling when he did it? I think so. Do you think that's what God may be calling you to do? I don't know. But I'm telling you this, there are more of you being called than you realize. He's calling you to leave the comfort zone, to leave your nets, just like I did, and launch into the deep. Others of you, God's saying, no, I don't want you to leave your job, but I definitely want you to start using it as my platform. I want to use your boat. And I'm going to use your boat. And no longer does your job belong to you, and it's not your source of income. I am your source of income. And I'm going to use your boat to preach the gospel. I'm going to use your job as a platform. And I want you to take these four steps so I can bless you. I want you to give me your job. Give me your career. From now on, it's my career, and you are a missionary in disguise as a carpenter, a teacher, or whatever you do. You are a missionary in disguise. And I want you to admit that your best efforts have failed, and you're coming up short, and you've worked all night. And I want you to obey what I've already told you to do, and you haven't done it yet, because you say so. And then I want you to expect that because I'm in the boat, and I'm telling you where to drop down the net, and I've promised to be with you, that you're going to see a harvest. Are you ready to do what God wants you to do? Let's bow our heads. Would you say in your heart, Lord, I've fished all night and caught nothing, and you know it. But I want to follow you. I want to leave my nets and follow you completely. So first, Lord, I am committing my job, my career to you. It's your job. It's your career. And I will be your missionary in this area. I give you complete access to my life, my job, my marriage, my friendships, my bank account. It's yours, Lord. Get in my boat, please. I give it all to you. Lord, I admit that things are not working. I have fished all night. And sometimes I've been prideful, and sometimes I've been stubborn, and sometimes I've been fearful. But what I need to do is trust you. And Lord, the things that you've told me to do that I haven't done yet, and I've put it off because I thought it was too expensive or I couldn't afford it or it didn't seem popular or it didn't make sense, because you say so, I will launch out into the deep. And I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to expect you to turn things around. And I give it all to you. I want to not be concerned about the blessing. I just want to follow the blesser. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, how's your faith? Strong or weak? Is it steady or a bit on the shaky side? If you'd like to take your faith to new heights, you're going to want a copy of Everything is Possible with God, Understanding the Six Phases of Faith. In this study kit, which includes a DVD and study guide, you'll learn that faith is like a muscle. It needs to be exercised and developed. You'll also learn about the predictable patterns and processes involved in building your faith. Rick calls this the Six Phases of Faith. Once you understand these six phases, you can cooperate with God as He systematically strengthens your faith and builds your character. This groundbreaking small group Bible study will help you uncover and participate in God's unique plan and purpose for your life. It's filled with helpful discussion starters, video overviews, a leader's guide, and more. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you this great study kit as our way of saying thanks. Call right now, 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004, or PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, my prayer is that Daily Hope will bring hope to you, the kind of hope that we find in the Bible, and that it will bring it not only to you, but to the people that you come in contact with every day. You know, I love getting letters from you, and let me just read you one that came in from a guy named Bill. He says, "Dear Pastor Rick, your podcasts and your study materials have helped me tremendously this past year. A year ago, my wife Linda was told that her cancer had returned, and after surgeries were performed to remove the cancer, it was about that time that I started to listen to you teach on Daily Hope, and I've been inspired ever since. This past October, Linda succumbed to sarcoma after a 20-month fight. And the time between finding out that the cancer had returned until the time that she passed away was so difficult for me, and yet your podcast gave me hope in the future and in the wisdom of God on how to care for Linda in her final months. You know, Pastor Rick, since her death, the podcasts have been helping me understand where God is leading me now. I now have the mindset that I'm prepared for what God is asking me to do instead of just praying for a path. He is guiding me. So now you know how you can pray for me. Yours in Christ, Bill." You know, Bill, I am so sorry for your loss, and I'm grieving with you. God is with you, Bill, but I want you to know that you are right, that God does have a good plan for your life, even in the middle of all this pain and this grief and this heartache. And I'm encouraged that Daily Hope is helping you during this difficult time. I want you to know I'm going to be praying for you as you seek the path that God has for you next.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.